So welcome to Self-Care on Board. Today, yes, from the beach, walking my dog, Angel. I'd like to speak to you about your intuition. The first feeling you get when you actually receive a message or a call and you know something was off. You know, as a startup founder, I come across that a lot. And luckily, I do have this heightened awareness and also this consciousness level training that I have pretty much honed as a craftsmanship in the last, let's say, 15 years, that I trust always my inner guidance and the first kind of hit that I get in my body. And I've been contacted, you know, my project is very dear to me, and I am also in a stage where confidentiality is absolutely key for me. People ask me, what do you do? I don't go into details. I stay vague, and I deliberately stay vague. And I can only recommend this to any startup founder. Stop talking. Stop talking. And even as much as proud as you could be, just stop showing off. Don't set off the energies in the wrong way. Stay quiet. Because the moment that you give birth to something that is very dear to you, and even if you are, for instance, pregnant, women who are pregnant in the first at least 3 weeks do not say anything. And it's the same giving birth to a project. You don't say anything. Because it can set off the energies. People do not have the best intention at heart, and I'm sorry to say, it is true. They unconsciously, through their own jealousy and envy, can set off the energy differently for you. But knowing that you're always protected, which is really key. And you know what? What I've learned? Let people assume they know what you do. Let people assume they think you're not fine, or look at her, or let them pity you. It's okay. Let them. Because at the end of the day, you will be the only one who will know what is the best and the right thing to do. And you're the one, if you start a company and you're the founder, who is creating. And that in that creation phase, you stay quiet. You don't mention anything. Once you know exactly what it is and how you want to proceed, and once you have maybe signed your first contract, then you can go out there. But you know, I work in a field where confidentiality and NDAs are tight. So that is something which is important to understand. And you know, I come across a lot of people, family offices, investors who would come to me. Yeah, I've heard this is this. And I'm just like, good. Yeah, but your website is vague. Like, yeah, on purpose it is. You know, and this is a part of the self-care that is really important. Anything that is dear to you, keep it for yourself. And I know we sometimes maybe let our ego override that we want to show off and do this. Are you then ready yet to hold that light for that vessel to run that company? That is the question. Because many times we get set off, and people, because of their own insecurities or their own distrust, and if it's not meant to be also to be part of their journey, that's absolutely okay too. But because of their own stories in their head, don't let that be your story in your head. Don't let that be your doubt in your head. And continue moving forward. And we have a lot of stuff going on in the world with the Epstein files and all of these things. And protect your energy at the moment. Yeah, just really take it easy on the consumption on social media. And I'm looking at it too already, and I'm like thinking, wow, this is really messed up. So protect your energy in every single level. And even when you have like the so-called best friend or a family member, you know what? Sometimes people do not do this on purpose, that they cast, we call this in the spiritual world, the evil eye, because they have their own doubts or their own fears, and they come only from their own limiting self-belief patterns. Don't allow that to be your self-limiting belief patterns. As I mentioned already 3 podcasts before, the great visionaries, leaders, company founders were the ones that people thought, he's crazy, she's crazy at the beginning. And guess what? They're the ones who are now running companies, corporations, or changing or making impact in the world. For me, this journey is more about impact than it is about creating something that can be, I can see now with what's happening in the world that people believe power equals power and they can do whatever they want with human beings. And that is absolutely okay. And that is fine when they believe that it's this way. But what is way more powerful is to create impact and to fight exactly against these predators. And that is the key. So as a startup founder, keep it for yourself, stay quiet, and take it easy. Welcome, my name is Geraldine Hardy, and I'd like to introduce you today to Alina, the Sanctuary. Alina is a concept that can be implemented in any existing property, a resort or hotel, a clinic or well-being center. We're going to combine longevity technology that you can find in stem cell therapy, infusions, peptides, and longevity technology machines with the ancient practices, including traditional Chinese medicine, yoga, Ayurveda, energy and frequency medicine, naturopathy, and homeopathy. These tools will be combined and formed into an individual protocol, customized and personalized to the patient, to create a deep, profound healing journey. I'd like to share with you my journey. About 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with a benign tumor in my left breast. My autoimmune disorder also came back. I knew I had to really embrace profound change and transformation. So I worked on my physical layer with the longevity technology, but on my emotional and mental layer, I had to change my belief systems. So I used traditional Chinese medicine, yoga and Ayurveda, movement practices, energy healing and quantum healing techniques, as well as past life regression sessions to be able to release my trauma, my emotional wounding that was the root cause of my diseases at the first place. And I thought to myself, if I can do this, everyone can do this. We see these days a lot of longevity technology coming up. It is almost a $7 trillion industry. What we are missing is really, how do you heal the emotional wounding, the trauma? And this is pretty much the root cause of any disease. With all of our partners at Alina the Sanctuary, we are creating protocols that will be individualized and customized to the patient's needs. Please join us on this journey that will be able to expand in growth immensely, and we are able to take the franchise to various different properties in the world. We have a light asset model, so we are offering the concept, not directly a property, nor do we lease a property or acquire an asset. This has been done deliberately, that keeps us being able to move fast in the market at the moment and be able to implement the concept easily and existing structures without having to renovate, to acquire an asset, or have any delays in building something.